Welcome to the very first episode of Mocha Latte After Dark. I am your host, JJ Fitzgerald, and today's topic is online dating. Yes, online dating. I'm sure there are quite a number of you out there contemplating doing it or are in the midst of doing it. Whatever the case may be, I'm going to provide you with a couple of pointers that you may find helpful during your online dating experience. Unfortunately, I'm an expert. First and foremost, get a Google Voice number. Do not, under any circumstances, give out your direct cell phone number to anyone until you deem them completely sane. I don't know how many times before I discovered Google Voice, I made that mistake of giving out my direct cell phone number only to find out soon after the person was cuckoo crazy and began to stalk me. And it was very challenging calling my cell phone provider and getting the number blocked. With Google Voice, it's very simple. All it is a click of a mouse on your computer or a swipe and click on your cell phone and poof, they're blocked. So I highly recommend Google Voice. It's free, it's convenient, and it's safe. Number two, and I cannot stress this point enough, webcam. Before you decide to meet anyone, please, webcam. There are too many webcam applications out there not to do this, and it's very simple to download. You have Tango, you have Skype, among many others. And if anybody tries to tell you, oh, I don't know how to download, or oh, my phone doesn't do that, how many of us are still rocking the flip phone and the BlackBerry that did not have the capability of webcamming? Many of us nowadays have smartphones and iPhones that it's very simple to do so. So if anyone tries to tell you that, more than likely you're about to be on an episode of Catfish, and the pictures that they posted are either not of themselves or are of them from 20, 15 years ago, and they simply don't look like that anymore. So before you go showing up at the local Starbucks or a restaurant thinking you're meeting Prince or Princess Charming, webcam. Seriously. Webcam. So those are my two pointers. When we come back, we will continue this discussion about online dating, take some questions and some calls. So stay tuned to Mocha Latte After Dark. Welcome back to Mocha Latte After Dark. I'm your host, JJ Fitzgerald, and I couldn't resist. I know it was very corny, but I had to play that song because it felt like it was so appropriate for what we're discussing today. That was Zap featuring Roger Troutman, who was well before his time with Computer Love. And let's not forget, he also invented autotune, which is so prevalently used today in music. So rest in peace, Roger Troutman. Now let's take it to the phone lines. I have Michael on hold. Michael, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. I just had a question. I'm fairly new to the online dating scene, and what I'm trying to understand is why so many women don't put full body shots on their profile. They just put close-ups of their face. What does that mean?
Thank you so much, Michael, for calling into the show. And in answer to your question, usually if a woman is just putting facial shots and no body shots, that means that she's of a larger variety and may be insecure about her figure. So that's why I say it's always better to webcam so you can see what's really going on. I hope that answers your question, and thank you for listening, and I hope you continue to listen to the show. Up next, we have Desiree. Desiree, are you there?
Hi, yeah. I want to know, how come on these sites, these men, they say they want to have a long-lasting relationship, they want a good woman, they want somebody smart and all these other things, but when it all comes down to it, it seems like they just want to go to bed with you. So how do you tell who's sincere and who's not?
Thank you, Desiree, for calling into the show. That's a tough question. I think mainly listen to your inner voice. You know, your inner voice typically doesn't lie to you. So if your inner voice is telling you that all this man wants to do is bed you, then more than likely he does. I'd also say make him court you, because courting is such a lost art these days, because men don't feel like they have to, because there are too many options. I always liken the online dating experience to men being a kid in a candy store and having so much candy around them that they just don't know who to choose. So I think if someone is really serious about you and it's more than just betting you, then they will put forth the effort to show you that it is more than just that. So stick to your guns, make them work for you, and that should be an indication that they're sincere. When we come back, I'm going to provide you with some information on how to set up a good profile. So stay tuned to Mocha Latte After Dark. Welcome back to Mocha Latte After Dark. I am your host, JJ Fitzgerald. And as I promised, I'm going to provide you with some information on how to create a great profile. The first thing you should think about is your username. It's very important because actually it's like one of the first things in addition to your profile picture that people see. I pay attention to usernames. For example, if a guy has the word fun in his username, I won't click on him because I always think that they're just out for fun and nothing more, nothing less. And maybe that's not the message he's trying to convey, but that's what I pick up. So I will not click on a guy who has the word fun in his username. Nor will I click on a guy who has the number 69 in his username, unless he was born that year. And I won't click on profile usernames such as long, hard, thick, or anything like that, for obvious reasons. So, yeah, usernames are important. Try to pick one that's reflective of who you are, what you're seeking, etc., etc. Number two, keep it happy. Nobody wants to read about your breakup or how bitter you are, how angry you are, how hurt you are from a past relationship. We're not interested. It's a colossal turnoff. So try to keep it happy, unless you just don't really want to attract many people. Number three, keep it concise, yet explicit. I know for me, I'm not a big reader. So if someone's profile is lengthy, I will read maybe the first few words, if that, maybe the first couple of sentences, and then I'm done. And I think that goes for men as well. Men tend to be visual creatures. They're more into the pictures versus the words. Unless you just have a very cerebral man viewing your profile, more than likely they're only going to look at the first couple of sentences. So you have to hit them hard. So it's kind of like when you send a cover letter for a job, kind of that same idea. Try to just basically hit the person really hard and get their attention from the first couple of sentences. Number four, make sure you have very clear pictures. I don't know how many times I've been online and I've looked at people's profiles and they have the most blurry pictures, or they're very dark, or the person has sunglasses on in every single picture, or they have no pictures at all, or they have pictures where they're with a group and you don't know which person is what or who is who. So if you're going to do a group photo, please identify yourself. And another thing that turns me off is when I see a man in pictures with a bunch of women, you know, and he doesn't identify who they are, and it's like they're hugging up on him, he's hugging up on them. You don't know if they're his aunties or his sisters or what. I just find that to be a turnoff. I feel like you're on a dating site, so is this supposed to attract a woman because you're hugging up on other women? I don't get the logic behind it at all. And then the other thing when it comes to pictures, you know, if you're a woman, and once again, it's almost like the username concept. Whatever you're trying to convey or reflect or say, pictures are a good way to do it. So if you're just looking for a good time, you know, a few rumps in the hay, then sure, hey, you know, put yourself out there in that way. But if you're looking for something serious and you want to keep your pictures sexy but classy at the same time. So that's the other thing about pictures. And then also, this is another pet peeve of mine when it comes to pictures. I hate when I look at pictures online and there's all this junk in the background, whether it be the trash or a dirty sock or dirty underwear or an empty potato chip bag. That's not a good look. You know, at least try to clean up your picture for the site. But I guess in a way it's kind of good because you know what you're getting yourself into if they put pictures like that. I don't know, but it just turns me off. And lastly, and the most important thing, keep it honest. Don't lie about your age. Don't lie about what you do for a living. Don't lie about the number of kids you have. I have some stories to tell, and I'll tell a few of my stories in future episodes about that. But yeah, try to keep it honest. I know a lot of women and men that lie about their age because they don't want to attract people in that age group. And I don't know, I don't agree with that. I just always put my actual age. At some point, people are going to find out. So try to keep it honest, please. And if all you're looking for is some fun, you should state that in your profile. Don't say you're looking for a serious relationship when you know in actuality you just want to have a good time, because you don't want to play on somebody's emotions. So those are my pointers for creating a great profile. Thank you so much for joining me for the very first episode of Mocha Latte After Dark, and I look forward to many more. Have a good one.